Right, we're joined in the studio now by Daniel, who's from Sutton near Ely. Welcome to Star Radio, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, you are a filmmaker.
Yes,
now, that's correct. And you're only 23, that's right. You're quite a young filmmaker, but you've done quite a lot recently. Just give us an overview of what you've been doing over the last few years.
Well, making films and entering them into film festivals. It's been really great fun doing. A lot of work's involved in making films, from, you know, just the planning right up to getting the films completed into film festivals. Most recently I've been working on almost feature film length film comedy called The Parking Place, which is about these two men who argue about a parking place in a university car park.
So you say it's a university car park.
Yes.
Was that sort of like an idea of a basement in Cambridge then, or was that just a general thing?
Well, my dad helped me obviously write the script. So it's a joint venture between me and my dad. We actually decided we would work on this project together, and we came up with a script, this idea about these men who would have a little argument, as it were, about this particular parking place. So it starts off literally with these two, and the situation gets more and more out of hand. They start going to more extreme lengths to get the parking place before the other person does. So obviously it's an interesting film. It's quite good to watch. It's actually won quite a few awards, I believe. 8 awards, is that right?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. And it's done really well, I think.
So. Brilliantly. So you say you've won 8 awards, you've been to all these film festivals. Just name drop a few of them for us. What type of awards have you won, and what film festivals have you been entered into?
Probably the most important, most prestigious one of them all was the Angel Monaco Film Awards, where it won Best Ensemble Cast and Best Newcomer. For the Parking Place. It's also been to South Africa. It's been to it was going to get shown in Thailand, but that unfortunately got cancelled. It got shown in Ireland, Toronto, I believe. Also it got shown in Cyprus, in Nicosia, to mention a few.
Fantastic. Now, of course, you're a local boy. You were, mm-hmm. You're from Sutton. You
yes.
went to Wychwood Village College and Cambridge Regional College mm-hmm. for your education. But you've had a few challenges, haven't you? Because you're actually dyslexic.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. When I was at Wychwood Village College, I didn't really receive a great deal of support from them, which was actually very difficult because I actually had, you know, as a student, you've got a lot of work to do, and it can be actually really difficult and challenging actually understanding your work. So I kind of muddled through, and I got some okay-ish qualifications out of my GCSEs. And then I went to Cambridge Regional College, where I actually studied first diploma media, which was like radio, TV and video production. So it was everything all in one little small package, and you could just go and look at all these particular areas and actually work on them, and that's what your course was. I was actually supposed to actually go into the audio side of things. I actually went to Cambridge Regional College to actually study music technology. Unfortunately, I didn't go down that route because I got more interested in film. Basically because it was, you know, a new thing to me, and because I was actually very good with audio at the time. So I decided, well, if I'm quite good with audio, I might be able to be pretty good at video editing as well. So now I'm actually by trade an actual video editor, so I actually edit videos and do all the soundtrack and everything. So that's what I do now. At CRC I had to do some final project, which was quite interesting, quite a challenging project, and I actually received a lot of support from CRC with study support, and that to be overcome my dyslexia, and I had other treatments and courses that I went on to try and get over the problem so it didn't hold me back. And I was actually able to excel and actually move on to National Diploma, where I did my FMP, which was a very challenging FMP. It was technical, included green screen, chroma key and all that wonderful technical stuff. And it actually did really well, and that went into film festivals as well, and that won 2 awards, and that was pretty good as well. So I was really proud of that one as well.
Fantastic. I think it just goes to show, actually, for anyone who is suffering from something like dyslexia, actually, it doesn't have to hold you back in life, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Look at you, you're only 23, and you've got some films, you're getting awards.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's really good. I mean, I feel pretty proud about what I've actually managed to achieve, so it's actually really good. So I'm really chuffed with how far I've got, and especially with my most recent venture. It's just been a really wonderful experience, you know, working with some amazing people, amazing cast, meeting amazing people who've made other films as well. You know, it's not just about making films, it's about making connections with other people in the industry who've got wonderful ideas to work with, and these people are great. So yeah, I've met some wonderful people, and I've seen some wonderful films as well. So it's been a really, really, really good experience, and I'm really proud of how well the film's done.
What's next for you then? Have you got any other projects in the pipeline?
We've got some scripts that were in development, and we're hoping to do some shorts. I mean, we've done 2 almost feature length films. You know, what would be classed as feature, over 30 minutes. We've got some short films now that we are looking at trying to get into production at some point, and they will probably be treated the same, put into film festivals, get name about, get recognition and stuff like that, because that's what it's about, getting recognition, getting out there, so people notice you. I mean, you can sit at home and you can make these films, but if you don't put them out there, nobody will notice what talent you have. So, you know, it's not just about promoting yourself, but the people in the films as well. So we've had some wonderful people to work with in our films. The cast was great, and everybody who helped out was great as well, so it's all good fun.
What would be advice to any young people who are listening to this and want to go into filmmaking themselves? What would be your sort of key advice to those people?
Well, that's a difficult question.
What do you think worked for you? I mean, was it the support of people around you, your family,
yes,
your tutors?
I had a lot of support from all different directions to sort of urge me on to keep going, because if I was probably left to it myself, I probably wouldn't have actually got as far as I have. But yeah, you need support when you're doing with these kind of things, because there is really daunting times. I mean, you know, video production, you know, making films, coming up with scripts, you can do that. But when it actually comes to actually putting the whole package together, actually filming it, it's a very challenging task, and you do need support from other people around you. So, you know, it is possible to do it, but you just have to work really hard at it, because, you know, it really does have its rewards at the end of the day. You know, and just enjoy it, really, you know.
Daniel, well, thank you very much for coming into the studio today. We have included with this podcast on the website all the links, so people are going to have a look at the trailers of your latest
trailers,
films,
yeah,
and things like that. So do go and have a look at that, and good luck for the future, and do come and talk to us about any of the projects you have.
Thank you very much.